We don't pretend to be anything we're not. Except for sober. We've done that a few times. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. Crapper Show! I'm Mikey.
Hey, I'm Carl, your gardener, eh?
Yes, Carl's here. It's going to be a way better show.
You got to take care of them animals, if you know what I mean. They're doing some stuff in the bushes I don't care for.
Thanks, Carl. Also known as Nick. Birthday boy, Nick.
Hello.
Post, he's old. Nick's so old now.
Mm-hmm.
You can hardly count.
I'm graduating to dad beers next week.
All dad beers?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's time.
Going into the Coors.
Give me all your hams. And, I did not say give me a lot of hams. I said give me all the
all
hams.
All of the hams. Bearded Brewer 87, a.k.a. Matt, is also here.
Hello.
We're all here, hopefully. Did you not... Why didn't you guys listen to the episode 210?
Man, jerks.
Like, what, bunch of, like, nobody said anything. Like, I didn't hear anything. What?
What a bunch of there. Ungrateful...
I don't get it. Yeah. We still haven't found episode 210. It's out there floating in the internets somewhere.
It's an Easter egg hunt.
Hopefully.
It's like Pokemon Go for beer podcasts. Yep.
You gotta really search, dig through all those podcast apps, and maybe you'll find it. So sorry about last week, but hopefully you enjoyed the throwback to episode 3. I don't even know what all happened, but I'm sure we probably talked about Ballast Point as being the best thing ever. I'm going to assume. Because I remember we used to just talk about Sculpin all the... Sculpin, bro!
You ever had it?
Sculpin.
I've seen it.
I had a Sculpin.
I saw a picture of it once.
Sculpin. $18.99 for a six-pack. Looks good. So I assume that's all we did. So thank you, guys. Thanks for hanging with us and making it through 2 weeks of this our pre-show, our tailgating beers. We had a lot of tailgating beers because episode 210 was just a tailgate for episode 211. So let's see if we can quickly remember what last week's tailgate all beers were. We had a crowler from Cannonball Creek Brewing. That was, what was it, meat? Was it Mindbender IPA? You remember that one?
That one was really good.
I remember that one being good. That was from Gabe.
That was supposed to be, the label's like, looks like a okay beer, but.
Yeah, that was a good beer. I think Matt was, I remember Matt being indifferent towards it. But, and then Matt's fixing a cooling system to him. The studio is hot.
It's a balmy 125
degrees.
It's
only 125 degrees with rare Fresno humidity.
Over 35% humidity.
Holy
right
crap.
Now.
That is just unprecedented for Fresno. Also, a Two Roads beer that was donated to the show by Exopero, we all assume. The Two Juicy.
Juicy.
Cool ass can. It's got like a Frankenstein hop, like being lit up like a Frankenstein. I remember that being pretty good.
I don't know about you guys.
I'm just going to say they're all good. Because you can't. Good. You won't know if I said otherwise.
The Dust Bowl,
until they find it.
Dust Bowl Brewing donated their first.
That's right.
The first time they've had pint cans, as far as I can tell, the Fruit Tramp Kettle Sour got an awesome label, and just Dust Bowls and these pints are just kind of cool. And it was a good beer.
It was a good beer.
And let's see, trying to go through it quick as possible. I know this is boring as F, but...
Boring!
We had our first, well, I think my first Mumford Brewing, but I'm not quite sure. The double IPA, XL... it's XL Large. X Large. I remember that being good, but I'm not quite sure. I remember it being good. And Ant... Mumford. Ant donated... one of those McKellar SD beers, the Windy Hill New England style IPA.
What'd you call me?
You're a Windy Hill. And there was a Base Camp beer, a stout. And then there was another 12 gate.
12 gates. Coffee.
Oh, yeah. The coffee one. Coffee porter. I remember liking that one.
Coffee porter.
So that's all you missed last week.
Yeah.
When you didn't hear it.
That is all.
From 210. So our tailgating, our up-to-date tailgating, one of them was Deschutes Inversion.
Inversion IPA.
One I pulled down from Oregon.
Oregon only?
Very Deschutes. Deschutes is one of those breweries that has, I guess maybe it's because they use the same yeast and everything or something, that everything tastes like a Deschutes beer flavor. But that's a very Oregon IPA. And the house beer.
The house beer.
Who makes that house beer?
This is... does not say. Gosh. Creamium.
What's Louie doing now?
He's tearing the rug apart.
Louie! Louie! Stop it.
He's all, you got my attention.
Hey. And we had a cider that Matt brought. A cider. Yes.
Yep.
Because it said hoppy, right?
Yep. Said hops. Couldn't find them.
Still found them. I still have some here. And let me see.
This is on the single shelf over at Whole Foods. They had the Golden State Cider.
Nope. Still didn't find them.
Mighty Hops Hard Cider. Precisely one pint. But it was good. Tasted like apples, but couldn't find any hops.
No, I don't get the hop. They said they must have put one hop in there. Like, there's there are two hop pellets.
This has more hops than that cider.
Constitute as hops with an S when there's two hops.
Then the one other one we had during the tailgate, we're going to get caught up here, right here. The Conehead. From what it brewery
Zero
is that?
Zero Gravity.
I think
IPA. That's a,
I think that's a big dog.
Burlington, Vermont.
That I really like that beer. Is there anything left in there?
There
I
is. Want it.
It's, I'm claiming it. I claim it.
That down. So house beer. House beer is made by House Brewing Company.
Oh,
in,
yeah.
In House, Virginia?
Denver, House, Virginia. Denver, House, Colorado.
Okay.
They did not stray too far on this one. Oh, that sound means emptiness.
It's popped up everywhere in town, though, that house beer.
Yeah, it is a lot of places.
I wonder how many Hams people picked this up.
Yeah, it's very Hams reminiscent looking. Like the brewers miss Hams, and they said, well, let's just make our own Hams.
Let's just make it for them. We'll corner the market. Corner of the Hams market.
All right, we're all caught up.
The billion-dollar industry.
We're drinking now. We're fully immersed in drinking and the show. We're back, and all is cool and comfortable. And now it's time for some culture.
Wow. There's a new Paul bumper for culture?
Yeah, that was Paul.
So I'll just start off.
All right.
So there's always been beers that have names that play off of other things, or
you don't say,
or they kind of use some label art.
Sorry,
yes,
sorry. Louie.
Sorry, you distracted me with all that whistling.
Louie,
he's not listening. Hey.
I got crackers.
I tried to stop him from eating the carpet, and now he's interested in the
Hey, you're giving me attention. So there is a beer called Backpack Full of Cans. I don't know if you guys have seen this pop up.
Yep.
From Monkish on your social media.
I've not seen this one.
But
I've been in the woods for days.
The label to me stood out because it has the Krylon little circles of color on the front of the can.
Old school Krylon spray
paint. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Because you go to the store and you look at the Krylons and they had the five little primary color circles or whatever. And so that label is reminiscent of that. So I thought that was a very well played. I don't know if I'm going to look out for it because it is a double or a triple IPA from Monkish. That's not necessarily my field.
Yeah.
Why not?
But I saw that label.
My specialty triple IPAs.
I saw that label art and I was like, I see what you did there. That is something we're talking about.
They got a good can designer at least.
Mm-hmm. So, and then there was some buyout news. I think it dropped after we recorded last week. So Lagunitas bought a 19.9 share of Shorts Brewing.
Where is that Shorts from?
I believe they're in
Chicago.
I
thought it was Illinois, but I don't know.
I think they're in Colorado.
You might, yeah. And, I'm going to assume you're right.
And that was they had Key Lime Pie, which I think we've had that beer on here before.
Ah, okay. That's why it's short sounded familiar.
But specifically 19.9% is what they bought.
Is that like supposed to?
Well, I mean, it's under the 25% threshold.
Right.
But Shorts, oh, they're Michigan. That was way off.
Okay. We're both wrong.
Yep. Oh, that was, what's his name sent it to us? Is that member or no? I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to go back to the news. So, and then there was the other buyout news. In 2012, the Ottaway family picked up 100%. They owned already 50% of Brooklyn Brewing, but they purchased out the other 50% from the founder of the brewery. And that was in 2012. In 2016, Brooklyn sold a 24.5% stake to Kirin.
Okay.
So that they can then brew a bigger facility that gave cash on hand to brew a big or build a bigger brewing facility. I can't talk today. And then now Brooklyn has purchased minority stakes, is what they say, in 21st Amendment and Funkworks. So that was an interesting timeline of purchasing. So a family bought it outright, and they were always investors in this company since 88. Mm-hmm. And then they sold off a stake so that they could grow the brewery, and then now they're buying stakes in 21st Amendment and Funkworks, and they're just going to collaborate together to increase production to where Brooklyn gets West Coast and 21st gets East Coast. And
so does Funkworks was it Kirin you said that bought?
24.5% in 2016. Oh.
So that's still
a minority stake, yep.
Still okay with Brewers Association?
Yeah. No. Unless you consider Kirin big beer.
Because there's two, I don't know. Are they? I thought they were, but I don't know.
Maybe not of the U.S. I guess it could be anywhere.
Large beer, but not like.
They're large beer. Large beer.
Large beer. So now it's weird. Because this is like a Green Flash Alpine, and it seems like a lot of breweries are starting to do that, where it's even if they're purchased or bought out themselves, they're now buying smaller breweries and going, oh, umbrella.
Money.
You make me money.
So, it's all my news.
I like it. Nick?
Yep. Stuff.
What's up, man?
Hey.
Other than being old.
Yeah, I can't remember anything anymore. My brain just like shut off.
I hope everybody got Nick a stout for his birthday.
Who's everybody?
I don't know.
Okay. I actually got no beer for my birthday.
What?
Well, I got one beer for my birthday.
Man.
1 4-pack of beers.
Mm-hmm. On your freaking birthday.
On the day.
On it. On the day.
'Twas not a stout.
Oh. What was it?
An IPL, maybe? Yeah.
Maybe we'll hear about that beer later on in the show.
Hear about this beer.
Show.
Clear the old pipes for a second. Fresno, local tangent.
Local tangent. Beep, 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 beep,
beep. There's a farming and packing company down south of town that is going to start growing hops.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's about time.
Yeah.
biggest agricultural area in the world. You would think we could grow some hops.
You're gonna drink
if there are hops that can handle the heat.
We've got five varieties picked out right now.
Nice. I know Pendragon, he had some hops on his property.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he, I don't think he uses his own hops exclusively, but otherwise I would think he'd talk about that.
The Pendragon Estate Ale?
Yeah, Pendragon Estate.
That'd be neat.
So now Fresno's getting into the hop game.
Hop game, bro. Locally sourced.
Mm-hmm.
Vegan, organic.
Badass hops. They're
kosher. They're blessed. Kosher,
yeah. Hop salad. Everybody's going to have hop salad on their menu now.
Are they like fig hops?
Fig hops.
Raisin hops.
Yes.
Little quick tangent. Brother's birthday dinner.
Uh-oh.
They set down the salads in front of us, and he looks down at his salad bowl, and then he looks at me. It was craisins.
No!
I had no choice. No choice in this matter.
Sure. It's your birthday. You should have all the choices. You go, no, it's my birthday. No craisins.
No craisins. Sir, can you take this salad back? It's hey, got craisins.
It's my birthday. You put craisins in this. That's just sick.
What's up?
Some people are sick and twisted.
Terrible, terrible joke.
What else is going on in the beer world?
Did we talk about Half Dome kicking ass at the Food Expo?
Tioga Sequoia's Half Dome at the Fresno Food Expo.
You mean the best new product of the Fresno Food Expo?
A large food-related expo that is keeps getting bigger every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what San Diego Comic-Con is for nerd and movie stuff. Fresno Food Expo is for food.
Foodie stuff.
Foodie stuff.
You're a foodie.
So Half Dome won awards and whatnots.
Yeah, best new product at the Fresno Food Expo this year. So we got a nice little trophy, some recognition, and a couple of...
Where's the trophy?
It's I think Jacob Moraga still has it from Condominium Brewing.
Is he just going around trying to impress chicks with that trophy?
Yeah, pretty much. He's doing all the beer festivals right now. He's like, oh, this old thing.
Oh, this old trophy. Wow, where'd you get that? Won it.
Puts it around his neck.
What is that bar? Be cool.
Yep.
You can touch it if you want.
Hey.
Touch my trophy. Going back to the last story, the five hops they're going to grow are Cascade, Centennial, Chinook, Willamette, and Magnum.
Ooh, Magnum.
Willamette. Do I know that one? I mean, I've heard of it, but have I had it?
I know hops are essentially the same family, but I do think at least a couple of those you mentioned I heard are better for this area because they have to be.
Yeah. Drought and heat tolerant.
Drought and heat tolerant. Yeah, because there's people will say there's no such thing as watering hops too much.
Mm.
They'll drink it.
Yeah, really? Nice so I could fat. Grow them in a bog?
Do it. Grow them under
get me a bog.
Grow them in the crawl space you'd under your house.
You'd be the first person. You'd have bog hops.
Bog hops.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, give me a boggy.
All hop, bog hop beer. Oh,
2018 boggy IPAs.
Scotty B would make it. Mmm, I'll make that boggy beer cheap.
Got some mosquito abatement for me.
Oh, man. I hope Zach's Brewing's going to have a mosquito abatement beer.
Skunky
Malathion spray.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll put my. They'll brew it with real mosquito fish.
Mm-hmm.
Mosquitoes.
Speaking of, let's get a tap room update. What's going on in the Zach's Brewing? We got a news report.
Since I have not been down there in a week, I'm just going to make something up.
Well, we haven't been down there in 2 weeks, technically, on the show. Weeks.
Yeah. He has four walls and a door.
Yes, four walls.
And a roof, right?
And a roof.
Yes.
Completed roof.
Needed. Oh, yeah, the roof should be completed by now.
Wow, fancy.
Yes.
Roof.
Nice roof you got.
Roof.
I believe he's found a cold box for all the cold storage necessities.
I've heard that's a thing.
It's a thing.
You need in a tap room.
I just know
he's kegs to be cold.
I know he's been brewing like crazy to catch up with all these festivals. There's another one coming up.
Mm-hmm. Stop having festivals, people.
Yeah. You're taking all our beer. Jerks.
So there you go.
There you go.
Next week, maybe we'll have some more news on Zach Spring, downtown Fresno.
We'll check in with him, see what he's doing.
A wiffle ball shot away from Tioga Sequoia.
Yep.
Yep.
What else is there, Nick?
Beer cannons. I think we need a beer cannon to shoot between the two.
People are just going to see me. They're like, I'm going to go to lunch. And they'll just see me drive over to Quesadilla Gorilla. And then they'll see me park my car in the parking lot and then walk into Zach's.
Yeah. Or just hide around
the
corner.
You know where to feed me. You know where to find me.
Just sitting there having the beer across the street. Hey, how are you guys doing? Good. Don't talk to me. It's my lunch.
I am not Matt right now.
I am just guy across the street.
Can you pretend that you don't know me? No, I am Matt's brother.
Uh-oh. Damn it. I'm going to get yelled at for things I didn't do.
I saw the Nick 80 getting shit-faced at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, didn't even wave.
He grew his beard out.
I put my beard on for lunch. Keeps the crumbs out. So, Parks and Recreation.
I like that show.
I was catching up, rerunning some old episodes, and there was an episode where Ron Swanson is barbecuing in a park, and he's holding a beer, and I tried to replay and catch it at the right
freeze
moment.
Frame.
Yeah. I cannot make out the label.
Enhance.
I can't tell what it is.
Enhance.
I'm hoping
enhance.
It's craft beer.
Enhance.
Yeah. Siri sucks. Siri does not enhance.
If it was Blade Runner, you could enhance it and find out, but
1,000,000,000%.
Yep.
Yeah. So if anybody recognizes the label, it's on the episode Miss Snope Goes to Washington.
All right.
That's the episode.
Maybe somebody could figure it out.
Yeah.
What was Ron Swanson drinking?
Ron Swanson drinking?
It was just it wasn't recognizable to you, huh?
That's a weird looking label.
Oh.
Matt is already on it. Found it.
Yeah, it's
Google, help me now.
I would think, I'm assuming the show gets taped, got taped in Burbank or in Los Angeles area.
It almost looks like the Tropical Torpedo. It's a very like light blue, has a couple of banners on it.
Yeah, I
very
don't think that's
not
it.
Big beer.
It's blue. The background is blue. Yeah, there's like a red banner. And then there's like a yellow in the middle that's like, it's almost looks like yellow Beatles Yellow Submarine or something.
It does, huh? And very cartoony.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the few times.
And they blurred it out.
Showed up on that.
They blurred it out. You could see that they purposely blurred it out.
Enhance failed.
Yep. That's why your enhance failed. Boy, it's tough.
You actually used the zoom feature on your TV? And zoom.
No, there's a clip of it on YouTube. Somebody posted, because he says something pretty epic at that moment, too. It's something about being a meat virgin or a grill virgin. So, yeah, people love that clip, but I'm like, what's the beer? I must know what Ron Swanson drinks.
We will continue to investigate.
And old news now, but A.L. Smith is releasing cans of the Sublime Mexican Lager.
I saw that. That's weird. Like, I'm thinking like that this idea of doing a lager, 40 ounces, 40, the whole thing was about 40s, which they're putting out. We might have one in the fridge.
Oh, how about that?
But it's really less about the beer, more about the like, the whole Sublime 40 tie-in. And then they're putting in six-pack cans, which is kind of weird to me.
Well, I think they mentioned that not everybody would get a hold of the 40s, but it still was going to be a Mexican lager.
Yeah. But that, now Matt has found a different picture of it. I still don't know what that is. They really did. They did a good job removing.
They just went into clip art and printed out.
I generic think so.
Oh, you think maybe
they might have, because it looks real cheap,
like homemade.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That looks Bear Republic-ish now that I see that.
Oh, we're getting closer to the mystery.
The old Bear Republic trick. Label.
We'll try to put this on our social media somewhere so you guys can look at it, or maybe in the show notes. I don't know.
You need to waste 10, at least 20 minutes on this.
Sit there. This is the important things in life, is trying to figure these things out. Is that all you got, Nick?
You got more that stuff? Oh, did you hear Monkish put the old Krylon label on their beer cans?
Yeah, I heard about this. Yeah,
that's amazing.
From somebody. I don't know who it was. I heard it somewhere. Must have been SD Beer Talk or 3 Museum or something.
Yeah, somebody more important than us.
Yeah, somebody that doesn't.
I'm just going to go. You guys take over.
Oh.
Wow. That will conclude my portion of Ben Culture.
Sorry, guys. GABF has sold out. Already sold out.
Sad face.
It looked like an hour or so for them to be sold out. I'm not real sure, but.
Is that all? Oh, wait. An hour?
Maybe.
How's that compare to the Firestone Walker Invitational? Yeah.
1 minute? It may have been 5 minutes. I'm not sure. I'm just making a slight guess on that. But it doesn't seem like we're going to GABF again this year.
Are you sure? You know what you could go to?
What? Blade Runner premiere that weekend?
Yeah, sure. The California Craft Beer Summit is coming up in September 7th through 9th.
So, is that the Sacramento thingamajig?
Yeah, that's the one that happens on Capitol Street and in the convention center.
So. Yeah, and now there's field work right in there.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to field work.
The actual beer festival is from 11:45 to 3:45, and then they turn you loose in the city, which it has another 20 to 30 breweries in that area.
Good luck to you, Sacramento.
So I plan on reliving my going up to Tank House and having a hams.
Wow. That's your big looking out for, is having a hams.
Well, if you've ever been to Tank House, you'd understand. You get a bucket of hams, some barbecue, and some mac and cheese. Have a night.
Well, it's looking out for that. Maybe I'll try and go to that. Take the train up. That's what people do, I hear. Take the train up to Zachtown.
Mm-hmm.
So then I don't have to worry about anything. Louis, please don't shut anything off over there. For Creek's sakes. I saw that craftbeer.com did a little interesting article on Dark Sky Brewing in Flagstaff.
What?
Which I'm not sure if that's where Donnie Fox is working now or not. I forget where I'm sure he was working at Brewing Flagstaff. But the story on these guys, because they only have a three-barrel system, and they have done 200 beers in 2 years. 100 beers, different beers each year. Mm-hmm. 200 different beers. That's all they do is just... And then they do have a few now that they keep on over this time, but now they do with a three barrel system, 200 different beers in 2 years. That's a lot of brewing. That's just constant. Like, they barely have enough time to sanitize a tank and put beer back in it. I didn't think that was possible to even do that many. I get every Wednesday they have like 2 to 3 new beers.
Mm-hmm.
This is once a week they're doing new beers?
Well, yeah. That adds up over a course of a year of 100 different beers.
Okay.
And with the three-barrel system.
Wow.
It's 90 gallons.
So
double batching every day.
So, and they do crowlers there. Just saying, if somebody wanted to send us some Dark Sky, we wouldn't mind. to have any of that. I'm going to cherry pick some stuff from last week in case that 210 never gets out. We found out that Three Floyds needs a crowler system. Speaking of crowlers, yes. Three Floyds.
They said no.
They admitted to us on social media that they do not have crowlers. And crowlers are metal, man. Metal in all senses of the word. And you would think Three Floyds could go ahead and get a crowler system. But
it's good. Throw it on your wish list.
Yeah.
And Amazon.
Somebody donate a crowler system to Three Floyds so they can get on that. I have a question to put out to basically to our brewing listeners. I was wondering if, and I don't think we really answered it among the three of us last week, but whether hops would stay longer in a stout or a porter than they would in a pale, just, you know, making a regular IPA. Using the same amount of hops with a stout, and would those hops hold longer in a stout, or would they just be exactly the same?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think brewlosophy needs to answer this question.
I think some bitterness of the hops can resonate more in a dark beer than it would in a lighter beer, but hops are a time bomb no matter which way it's temperature. Light or age is, no matter what you introduce hops into, that is a factor.
They're just waiting to die. They're beginning to die as soon as they're, as soon as that beer is ready. Wow. The hops are every day is worse. God, IPAs suck bad.
Yeah.
They're such babies that way.
And the only thing that like naturally can destroy a beer is oxygen. So if you have low oxygen levels inside the bottle, that gives your beer the best chance of quote unquote aging on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
If you have high oxygen, you just, you know, anything they say past 100 parts per million, that's where your beer goes from like 3 months to 3 weeks as far as drinkability.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, side note.
3 week old beer.
That's no my good. Opinion on it.
All right. I like that opinion. It's good. Good sound opinion.
If you don't like my opinion, meet me at the Craft Brewer Summit in Sacramento.
Tell them all about it.
And then let me know. See if I care.
Yeah. The minimum to talk to Matt is one bucket of hams.
Yep. One ham.
We could talk about it over a bucket of hams at Tank House.
There you go. Well, this year, if you see a Brewing Network celebrity, will you talk to them? Last year, you didn't. Probably you saw not. Him and just didn't.
I don't be like, hey, JT. Or I don't know.
And then hide behind somebody. Yeah. Hey, JT.
Hide.
Hey, Bearney.
It's like, what? You seen Stone Greg just sitting by himself and you didn't go up to him?
No. Right. Saw him just chilling him there.
Wow.
Poor dude. Just like way. He's like, I wish somebody would come up to me.
He had a Sharpie all ready to go.
He's like, God, come on. Give me something to sign.
Can I sign that for you?
It's just like...
it's my hot dog.
He looked like he could... Stone Greg looks like he could be Paul's older brother, but just not as cool as Paul.
Hey, Knuckle Paul!
He's overcompensating by starting a worldwide brewery.
Yep.
Hey, Knuckle Paul, you still arrogant bastard?
It's a good name for a beer.
Hey, wait... Wow, we're all looking. I want to go to that.
Yeah.
So I can look at Greg and not do anything.
You're going to Snapchat him.
Greg, look, Snapchat I'm seeing pictures you. Yeah, do a picture Greg. Of take a picture of him, send him to him on Snapchat. Nice. Look, here's you.
Find
across
me.
The room.
I'm right here.
Oh, guess who this is?
What's the thing about brewery owners? It's usually either one way or the other where people are like, oh my God, it's Vinny and it's Greg and it's Adam and all these are Dave or David or, and it's like all these people, or it's just, you know, it's like, can I help you? Oh, you want a beer? Okay. Here you go. Have a nice day. It's either one way or the other. Either you're starstruck or you're just like, yeah, he makes beer.
Nice.
No big deal.
I like beer.
Beer celebrities are cool.
What you got there?
What's all shit? That's...
I never heard of all shit. What's it taste like?
It's pretty.
Hmm.
Did you guess what that was?
Sounds heavy.
It's a crowler. Good guess.
Mm-mm.
I love gold.
What is this heaviness you're pouring?
New beer entering the show straight from the brewery yesterday. I even purchased it. They didn't give this to me.
What?
I want a full disclosure.
Did you tell them who you were?
I did not.
You tell them you knew Scott?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Dust Bowl Brewing. The beer.
Oh, I see.
IPA. Right? That's what it's called, the beer?
That's exactly what it says.
Okay. I found out. I stopped at Dust Bowl on the way back from Oregon. Found out they have a crowler. I didn't see it. I walked in. I'm like, oh, I guess they don't have one. I was like, I'm going to have to buy a growl, an old-fashioned growler. Mm-hmm. And I just asked the waiter, like, you don't have a crowler system, right? He's like, oh, no, we do. He's like, oh, Dust Bowl crowlers. It's the first. I'd not seen any crowlers from Dust Bowl yet. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
I think it's behind the main bar, but it's not like...
It's not out, because I scanned the bar, and I was like, okay. And there's no crowler.
When I had gone there last, which, I mean, this is over a year ago now, to the main one that you're talking about, I've been to the downtown location a few times since then, but, yeah, the main big location, yeah, it was behind the bar, but it was, like, on a low table, so it barely was over the bar, okay. But... You know, they just got it, so they probably moved it to a safer location.
And they're like, I don't like people eyeing this. The guy back there was like, hey, people are eyeing my crowler system. I don't like it.
Can I go hump that machine?
Spot. No. Oh, man. This is just what I was worried about, getting a crowler. Everyone wants to hump it.
Humping crowlers. So do you need to see the crowler being crowled as a consumer?
It would help, huh? You're like, because I don't know what they did.
Do you
like,
need, how do you know this wasn't filled?
They might have filled yesterday, ago. And some guy just like, nah, I don't want it now.
I'm like, well, just put it back. Do you need that machine stretching taffy on the on the pier?
Yes.
Then I want to see.
How do you know?
Hey, I want to see you stretch my taffy, pal.
How do you know
that? I have taffy here ready right here, sir.
No. I want to see you stretch
it. Put it on the machine.
Fresh stretch.
That's what I'm paying for. I want to see it.
So... Then yes, you do need the crowler machine.
So what you're saying is have a continuously crowlered crowling machine in the window at all times, just spinning.
If you go to field work, it's like that. Field work's crowler machine
operating it. It's just spinning on its own.
Like the cotton candy
for
machine.
For hours on
the,
end.
The popcorn machine at the movies just constantly
sounds
popping.
Sounds like a carousel, the window.
There's nobody operating the machine, but the machine is doing its job.
You're like, ooh, let's go in. Daddy, look, a crowler. Yeah, son. I want one. Okay, God.
Now, if it's going to be like that, you got to have it seal the crowler, then it spits out the can, and then a frog opens it and drinks it. It's got to be gimmicky like
frog?
That.
Singing frog?
Yeah, it is. Little top hat and cane.
Yep. Wow.
So you need to see your crowlers being crowled.
This is actually a really good beer from Dust Bowl. Cheers to them.
I tried this in the tap room there. And
don't
I
take
was
it
like,
that
yeah.
way.
The boys might be all right with this.
Boys are back in town.
I give this best beer thus far.
Oh, man.
The beer. The show tonight?
So far. We have some
Episode
stouts to get to.
211.
So I hear.
Does it beat anything from 210?
No.
You want to open a stout when it was 107 degrees today with 35% humidity? That's what you want to do? You really want
to
go there?
I see no better time.
There's no place than here, no better time than now.
Mm-hmm.
You're crazy, bro. The beer winning out so far.
The beer. Might have been better than that Creek. Cannonball Creek? What is that?
Wow. Yeah.
If only, Cannonball Creek.
If only we had a heads up challenge.
Cannonball Creek is right. Well, I think we're all caught up in the culture as far as we can tell. Now it's
enough blabbering.
Enough blabbering. Let's get to the real stuff. The stuff that people love. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? 5-5-9-4-9-2-0-5-4-2.
Wow, do we have a jingle?
5-5-9-4-9-2-0-5-4-2. What's my line of the perfect pour?
The perfect pour law firm. 5-5-9-4-9-2-0-5-4-2.
All your podcast needs.
Satisfaction not guaranteed.
We are gonna go ahead and go through last of our 2 weeks worth of voicemail. Ooh, oh which boy. Is fun for us because we love hearing voicemails. How a second fun is time it?
I'm gonna go take a dump in your bushes while this is happening.
Oh, here we go, guys.
Yeah, I think that bear's back in crapping in your bushes again.
Let's do it. Got
a magazine.
Hey guys, guess what?
What?
I'm driving.
Yeah.
And it's free in my new car, the Doobie.
What?
Hey guys,
it's a Doobie.
It's Florida Doobie. Steve. I know.
Florida Steve.
I haven't called very much lately. Been busy.
Actually, called last
you guys
week.
Like my check-in from the Metallica doubling concert up. A little while back. They were amazing. I gotta say, every time I go, they are better every time.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Metallica ages well on
and
the show.
Beers that have been sent to me because, especially beers that have been sent to me.
It cut off.
How did you not remember that?
I know, I forgot.
He doesn't pre-screen things, remember?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Sorry, Florida Steve. But Florida Steve, we all know, love that Metallica.
Congrats on the new car.
Wow.
Congrats on the new car.
Some of Metallica.
Hey, guys!
You don't like St. Anger? Scotty!
Hey, the last week's show.
Uh-huh.
You mean 2 weeks ago show, Scotty B?
Driving, but I wasn't by myself. I had my daughter in my... stuff bombs I dropped on my voicemail.
Yeah, you cussed.
And my mom, I'm driving along, cool, my mom's man. In the backseat, and she's like, is that you? I'm like, oh, man. I never use F-bombs in front of my mom. Sometimes in front of my daughter, but not my mom. And I felt really bad. And you know what? I made me realize that sometimes other people may have their moms with them when they're driving
they
or when they're
shouldn't
whatever.
Listen to the show with your mom. This is a non-mom show.
Her mom was around when she was listening to the report. Not that episode, but some other episode. And I call in using the F word left and right. You know what? I need to change that, guys.
Yep.
I mean, profanity is for a lazy mind anyway. There are better ways to
it's fucking
express
right.
intensity. Much better ways, you know what I mean? Oh, there I go again.
I think I knew you.
A yucky guy. That sounded kind of creepy. But anyway, no more profanity for me anyways. I still may get a little creepy and a little gross. But the profanity, I'm going to do my best to stop that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because I'm a good person. Anyway, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Stop the cussing, guys.
So what now I want to go listening. Back and find the first time Scotty B appeared on the show.
You know what? That's funny you said that because when last week when all it was all going to hell and I was running out of time, I was like starting to look like I wasn't going to save the episode before.
Yeah.
Before it was too late, I was like, that was my first thought. Was like, I'm going to try to find the first time Scotty B called in. But it turned out it was a lot. It was taking too much time, man. It was just easier to just.
Too many Scotty B's.
Yeah. I was like, oh, episode 3 is when Matt was first on the show. That sounds fun. We'll do that. So maybe next time something bad happens, we'll do the first Scotty B show.
I've really been here since episode 3?
Yeah. Huh? Well, you were a guest on episode 3. We didn't officially sign on. We didn't sign the contract.
Yeah, I know. You guys are like, hey, we're going to make a podcast. You should join. I'm like, cool. And it's like, oh, by the way, we've already started it. Oh, thanks.
Oh, by the way, we've already become famous.
You can guest on it this week. Why do you say that every time? No big reason, guest.
This week, guest Matt.
Thanks, jerks.
Thanks, guest.
Like that. Perfect pour. This is Carlit from the Resident Alien Invasion. I was wondering, do you guys ever do an or game for beers, specifically for beers? I know you guys do it on Dorktown.
What?
But I was kind of curious if you guys would be willing to, or if there's any objection to doing one.
What's a Dorktown for podcast?
Specifically beers. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work.
We've done or games before.
Yeah, we've done. Carlit's just hadn't seen or heard them yet. Yeah, I have no idea which ones they are, but we've done them.
Scotty B ever got around to those show logs?
Yeah, like come on, Scotty.
Yeah,
he should just keep us all his time. He should be doing that. Forget about trying to brew for Zach's brewing. Just look up stuff. Perfect pour things.
Brilliant, the perfect pour. Should you be here? A couple questions off the top. Nick.
Hey.
How'd you come up with those intros, at the beginning of the show?
Yeah,
does it take,
man,
like a whole week for you to come up with one?
All week?
Or is it on the fly? Or does, like, someone whisper something in your ear and you're like, boom, that's it? Or, you know, what
the
have
golden
you?
Gods know.
The golden gods.
A little curious on the feedback, on the background, you know, on how that gets processed. Other things, I've hit 999 uniques.
Uh-oh.
That's pretty cool, no?
Yep.
I would say so. I looked a lot of people's background checks on that cell phone. Most of you guys are like $200 to $300 of more than me, which is fine, eh? I started late. I feel like I'm not doing pretty bad. I'm doing pretty good, eh? But that's coming down to a slow, Holmes. Bathroom remodel starts today. Go home right after work, home,
and start doing some teardown.
So I might have to just stick to my shit I've
Twitter.
Had before. So the uniques might have to wait. But if you know, I have
uniques
to find
never
the right
wait.
One. It said to like give me that 1,000. What other things I said? I take it back about what I said about Total Wine. They're not racist. They're just prejudiced, which is fine, Holmes. Who isn't prejudiced? Other than that, Holmes, I've been finding a lot of good beers at Total Wine compared to my BevMo.
Verta.
Other things. What else? Chewy Beer had like a list of everything he wanted to talk about under 33 minutes. Not going to happen.
Get a notebook. Got to get a Moleskine, Chew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to send Chew a Moleskine.
We're out of time. This is Chewy Beer and my remodel. Oh, yeah. Check it out.
Okay.
The hashtag, Hashtag, don't you know I want local?
So way it's too like long,
Chew. Play off of that Be Real song, Instant and the Brain Homes. What you do is you tweet out the hashtag, don't you know I want local? And then you get an establishment and you put that hashtag, and then you put local beers that you want to be able to drink at that establishment, Homes. Like, we have a thing called Lincoln Hops, Homes. It's like Links and Hoppy beers, but they don't have no local beers, eh? So I figured I'd start doing that. Pass the word, everybody. Hashtag local indie beer movement. Hashtag don't you know I want local?
Yeah.
And that's it, Holmes. Just to see if this shit works. Holmes, I'm trying to get local beers in my area instead of me driving, to the brewery. You know, sometimes I just want to go around the block and get like a local beer. And that's kind of hard in L.A. Carly, this is Chewy Beer. And night they watch away. Peace out, eh?
Peace out.
So he has since checked in his 1,000th beer, unique beer, and it was the London Lager from McLeod.
It's appropriate. Chew has been the biggest McLeod advocate, and he's sent us McLeod, and he's even got Paul to go to McLeod, and Callie, all kinds of people to go to McLeod. So
all the people.
It's very appropriate he picked that for his 1,000s because I see they're canning now.
Yep.
It's yeah.
exciting. It's good stuff. Maybe we'll see one or something. Thanks, Chew, from a week ago. A week ago, Chew. We got more voicemails. Hey, Scotty B's back.
I'm driving.
Scotty B.
I wanted to give a shout out to Paul for making that groovy song in my name. The Skittles song.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to let him know that I am working on it. In fact, I've started to infuse vodka with Skittles. And, you know, it's coming out kind of strange. Within the first day, so this is what I did. Look, I filled up a mason jar with Skittles to the top, right? And then I filled vodka in it to the top, right?
Okay.
Less than 24 hours. Half of it is dissolved. It's half of it is liquid, right? But the bottom half, the Skittles are stuck together like cement, and they're sticking to the bottom of the jar. And I don't know, is it eventually all going to dissolve, or is there always going to be that stuck mass in there? I'm curious.
Good old stuck mass.
It's only been like a day or two, so we'll see what happens. I'm thinking the whole thing's going to dissolve. That's what I think. Well, anyway, I thought I'd keep you posted on that. I have no idea when I'll actually make the beer, but that's what's going to go in it. Isn't that great?
It is.
Well, speaking of great, keep up the great work.
He segued right into it. Keep up the good work. Keep
up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Well, hopefully we'll get another report on that Skittles beer.
All right, guys. Trying from the landline tonight. It's XL. Hoping the third time is the charm here. If we can get it done.
Can XL finally get a voicemail?
Perhaps they're old topics at this point, but all I really wanted to say the last couple of weeks was, yes, the Centennial hops. Yes,
no.
The onions on everything.
No.
I love fresh pineapple, but it's a hard no when it comes to putting it on
yes.
pizza.
Yes.
Boo.
As always, craziness can suck it.
Yes.
No.
Work, guys. Bye.
I liked you.
XL was 2 for 2 on that.
I liked you, and then I didn't like you so much.
Oh, we didn't hang up before XL hung up. That's bad. Howard Stern would be pissed if that happened.
Hey, you sons of bitches.
Hey.
Heard all the boat beers.
Yes,
boat beers. There's only one fucking guy that knows anything about fucking boat beers. And we don't play with boats. We play with yachts. So my yacht beer...
Chino Yacht Club.
...will be Easy Jack by Firestone.
Who?
Had it.
Then I'll go get a Beechwood...
Have you had the Pivo Pills?
Alginator.
Best pills ever.
To kind of top it off.
Alginator.
After we've... tied up. Now we're barbecuing there on Catalina Island.
Catalina wine mixer.
On our yachts. Because that's what we do.
Fucking Catalina wine mixer.
There you go. There's my fucking yacht beers.
Perfect.
Nobody knows anything about boat beers.
It's nope.
Yacht beers. So, go fuck yourself, guys. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Man. What so, you can't call in, because there's going to be a week where we're going to do a no cussing, a family friendly week, and Chino Yacht Club's not allowed to call in that way.
I'm sure that show will get deleted. So are the sister in between the brother and myself, she has now started watching a new reality show, or at least new to her. And it revolves around a crew that runs a yacht. So these rich people get on the yacht, they go voyage, and they come back.
I think I've heard this show.
And but it was talking about the inner workings of the yacht. And it's not like this is how you drive a yacht. It's kind of like Mark slept with Sarah, and how does Rachel feel about that? You know, it's one of those.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if you want reality yacht.
Yes. Are they really boning? Or is it like for the show?
Probably both.
Show moaning.
Because that's boring. I want real.
Maybe you'll have to watch and find out.
Central, call it in. So this week I have been back on the Central Coast. So I ended up so late on this week, but It's actually Friday, maybe Tuesday. Not quite sure what day it is. One of the two. But I got a situational beer question for you guys. So I'm at my local bowling center for my bowling league on Sundays.
Green.
Bowling center.
The question is, when you really have nothing else to drink,
jalapeno poppers.
You know, what do you get? So get the poppers. They got Amber Box, you know, it's probably like, you know, $4 for, say, 16 ounces. Or for $2.50, you can get a tall can, 16 ounces, you know, of either Pabst, you know, PBR or Miller High Life. So we'd be going cheap to a Sunday Funday, you know, and getting the 275 Miller High Life cans, you know, until those run out, then we get some PBRs, you know, or spend $4 for the Amber Bock. Just kind of curious what you guys think on that. You know, the only other craft beer they might have is 805, and that's just a ridiculously overpriced for, you know, the area. So let me know what you guys think, and keep up the good work.
I think
PBR. 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 PBR.
If I'm going to have to drink though one of those, it's going to be PBR. But I would choose not to. I would not choose to drink any of those. But if somebody has a pitcher and they're like, you know, they feel bad because they're the only one drinking, I'll be like, okay, I'll have your PBR pitcher with you.
Nice.
But otherwise, I would just. Just ignore the beer. If it's all that bad of a selection, I'm just like, nah, never mind. Maybe go for liquor. If they have maybe like a
give me a shot.
Vodka tonic or something.
I would be the guy that I'd request like lane 42 on the like the far side, and I'd order that 32 ounce soda, and I'd just dump it out. But and then I'd just pop open a crowler, just fill up the soda cup bring with the crowler,
sneak your own beer in.
The beer is the bowling ball's your crowler.
Yeah,
like the Simpsons.
Did they do that?
That's when there's
Simpsons did it.
Damn it!
Yeah, when the alcohol is recalled, the Homer would usually he'd go bowling. And it would go into Moe's, and they would have a little cork in the bowling ball, and you'd pour it out.
Awesome.
Oh, the Simpsons.
Yeah, Simpsons so good. Did everything. So good.
As I told you, it's Evil Circle. Call it in.
That was
you. So this week, I have been back on the Central Coast. So
Yeah, okay. Never mind.
It sounds familiar for some reason.
For some reason, Evil Circle sounds familiar.
Hello, guys. Tony Baggs here.
Tony Baggs!
Just, calling to say hello. Haven't talked to you guys in a while. And
miss
we
you
are
too.
Sharing a lovely bottle of some All of the Morning.
Ooh.
And from just time to say call. Hi and keep up the good work, guys. Keep up the good work. Talk to you soon. That sounded great. Goodbye. Goodbye.
That was the beer pope. I heard him. That was the beer pope.
The French beer pope?
Yep. Tony Baggs and the beer pope. Just having times on the coast.
He was the pope.
We got a text. You can text that line, by the way, 559-492-0522.
Hey, for a good time.
Hey, guys, I'm Cheeto Yacht Clubbing.
Whoa.
Food for thought. What are your respective cool night unwind beers?
Do I really have to say it?
Yep.
I have a 12-pack of Fat Tire cans in my fridge.
Oh, yeah. I should have known that.
If I want to sneak one in before bed, it's fat one of those. Tire. It's a Fat Tire.
Concept Fat Tire. Do you want that Fat Tire? There's like a white Fat Tire or something?
Nope.
I saw that. I'm like, no.
Belgian white Fat Tire? No.
Stacy can bring that to my house.
Oh, you want that?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants this Belgian white.
I like white
tire?
IPAs.
I hope it tastes like bananas. Just because.
It probably would.
Yeah. Damn it.
Bolsheviks.
Mine is whatever the heaviest beer is.
Yeah.
If it's night.
Unwind beer.
Yeah.
Pound it.
Yeah.
Triple.
I need that. That's when I'm.
Give me triple.
That's when doubles are fine.
Nice.
I tell you how to get to Stacy's beer fridge, but you would have to walk around. Doug's lathe, which he works on guns with.
Wow.
I will stop there and just start using it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I heard there's a hot tub over there.
There is. There's hot tub, chickens, bees, a gun lathe.
Living the Portland life in Fresno.
Yep.
Jacuzzi.
Yeah.
No limo. Jacuzzi with Volkswagen.
Volkswagen jacuzzi. Yeah, new voicemails, new to us now.
Hey
guys, can you hear me?
First reaction.
I'm not driving.
Hi, Scotty.
Okay. I'm in my car, but it's parked.
Uh-oh.
It's been parked.
He's being safe.
So he's parking.
I hope your seatbelt's still on.
Can't do that while it's in park. Against the rules. Well, anyway, I just wanted Mikey to know that I hope he's not being too hard on himself. There's plenty of hard on for him without being hard on himself. Oh, I'm just so clever, aren't I? My ambiguously homoerotic.
There's nothing ambiguous.
Can we have the F-bombs back?
Funny stuff. Well, anyway, no, seriously, though.
Yeah, let's get serious, guys.
Don't worry, stuff happens.
I know.
It's okay. It's okay if you lose
happens all the freaking time.
Whatever is he talking about?
We'll go on. I mean, we might.
I don't get it.
Oh, you didn't hear T-Tin? Something must happen with the podcast app.
We'll make it, though.
Thanks, Scotty.
Made of some tough stuff.
Thanks, Scotty.
But don't worry about us.
I worry about the listeners.
We know you're trying.
And Nick and Matt, too.
We know you're great. So.
Sort of.
Sometimes
I feel bad.
I just wanted to leave a voicemail just to give some words of support.
Thanks, Scotty. And love.
Keep up great work. And I'm parking.
There it is. He did it for you.
I hope he was parked in Zach's Brewing.
Yeah, maybe. I think he would have said if he was.
So I can't believe everybody's phone lost our episode.
I know.
That's
this
so
is
weird. Everybody's phone.
Because I listened to it just fine.
Yeah, I heard it.
We gave it to you.
I had a copy.
God damn.
Every single listener's phone.
I never hear about this on any other podcast. I'm the only one. I need to check. I need to, like, again, I need to look at my life choices or something. Because what I also did in the same week, not to make you guys feel too bad, I accidentally posted Dorktown to the Flowing with Famous
We don't care
feed.
About that.
For half a night.
It's a nice little surprise.
Yeah. So somebody listening, Flowing with Famous, it's a fun podcast too, but it's like a community sort of podcast, sort of straightish compared to Dorktown. And then I actually put Dorktown on there and it's just bells going, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck, fuck.
Sean Connery's voice.
So it's like people used to like city kind of like a little bit sort of normal street lay stuff. And then it's just us in Dorktown, just like, cussing way more than even than this show. So that was, so I don't only just screw up Dorktown or Flowing of Fame or Perfect Bore. I screw up other podcasts too.
If we had a way of reprimanding you other than us showing up to your garage every week, we would sure do
the only
that.
Thing you can do is not show up. So that's
we're into the Perfect Bore.
Hopefully you still
you be here
keep showing up.
Calling to celebrate 1,000 unique cervezas that I've drank, downed, destroyed. It was a monumental achievement.
Yeah.
It took forever.
Straighten up,
I got
you.
It done, ese. The beer that got me to the 1,000 was first can release by McLeod's Holmes London Lager. Pretty good, ese. Good beer. You'll be getting one of those and also another beer that they had a dual can release on the same day, Holmes. I'm going to send you a couple crawlers. I'm just trying to find a means of getting it to you either through, the stork flying it to you in a box or a beer mule by the name of Jim. Fontana Jim. Orale, check it out, eh? Other things I said,
Mulin.
Shit, Holmes. That's about it, eh? The last episode of episode 3 with Matt in on the first time on the Perfect 4A, that just sounded amazing. That just sounded like it just happened without voicemails. It was pretty cool the way it went. A lot of big beer conversation and the way you guys enjoyed big beer back in the days.
But
other than that, guys, I'm just glad you guys still have your groove on. You're Stella. You're like Stella's got her groove back. I said you guys never lost it. That's it. Just don't lose this show, Holmes. All right, this is Chew Your Beer and 1,000 Uniques. Wasn't that easy, Holmes. Orale. I should watch, Holmes. Be sorry.
Hey, congrats, Chew, on the 1,000.
Chew your beer.
I don't even check a third of the beers in.
Yeah, me neither.
I have 1,420, bro.
Yeah.
I'd totally be at 5,000 right now.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Chew. I'm glad, and people seem to enjoy that episode 3, so. At least it wasn't a total loss last week.
Prepare for episode 4.
Yeah. Oh, you guys like it so much? Here, it's episode 4. We're just going to play back from the beginning, and we'll see. But thanks again. I'll keep thanking everyone for hanging in with us here. And the final voicemail of the week is not a voicemail. It's another text.
Oh, boy. Who's doing this?
Hey, you guys haven't mentioned how you can use emojis in untapped comments. From unnamed texter.
Thanks, Chew Your Beer.
You think that's Chew? I don't think it's Chew.
No, he's said that before.
Oh, he has?
Yeah, he said maybe.
Oh, then maybe I should read it as Chew, because Chew likes it if I read it in his voice, so that's fine. It's not racist, because Chew says it's cool.
Because it's an impression.
Hey, you guys haven't mentioned how you can use emojis in untapped comments. Odale. I'll mention it now. I like it. I don't want to admit it. That's why I haven't mentioned it.
I believe I've reached the age I can no longer use emojis.
I was complaining about, like, before, I was like, I want to use an emoji and I can't.
Yeah.
Now you can. You can emoji it up on Untapped.
Fart car.
Is there a, what's the fart car emoji?
You put the car in front of a little gust of wind.
Oh. All right. Fart. See, you're more advanced than me, bro. I can't do special stuff. I just use straight. This is basic. I'm just straight emojis.
This is basic edition. I mean, one emoji plus another emoji creates a new saying.
Mm. I wonder what series of emojis would equal perfect pour. Like the plus, 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 plus.
The unicorn and the pot of gold.
Pour. Unicorn, pot of gold, beer.
Dog plus fart.
Dog fart.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And Mike and...
poop emoji.
Yeah. Equals perfect pour. Well, thanks everybody.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Five five nine four nine two zero five four two. That's what it is, man. Call us with cool stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it. And we'll talk over the cool thing you're saying, we'll talk over it. And then you'll be annoyed and you're like, I'm not calling those idiots again.
I like it when we do that.
It's my entire time here at the podcast.
getting talked over.
Yep.
It's like you're just constantly trying to leave a voicemail for 2 hours.
Yep.
And Matt or Nick and I just go blah 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 blah
every week.
What a bunch of jerks. Yeah, you a bunch of jerks.
Tell us your favorite emoji collaboration.
Please, on social media, if you want to add us emojis that equal up to the perfect pour, what you think the series of emojis that equal up to the perfect pour. And looking out for beers. Hey guys, we all look out for beers.
Oh yeah.
New beer releases. Stuff we haven't had before, whales, bro, all these beers. We look out for them, and we look out for beers that we think you, the listener, might be interested in as well, not just us. So all these things we do. Matt, what are you looking out for, man? We got 2 weeks of looking out for.
Oh, do I have to mention
this? You don't have to do anything.
From Fieldwork last week I mentioned Always Blue. Always Blue. It's double
always
IPA.
Blue. Always Blue.
And blue. Silicon Valley reference. This one's a looking out for the stepdad, brother, and myself. Maybe this could be a Christmas beer for us. But they have Double Barrel Speedway Stout with coffee, and it was aged in bourbon and port barrels.
Yikes.
So, still 13%.
It's going to be sweet.
So,
it sounds fun.
Hop Concept has released their Mosaic and Eureka, so look out for that, Hop Concept.
My Eureka.
Um, Field, no, no. Alvarado Street has released a very cool label looking called, or a very cool looking label called Spaced Out. Unfortunately, it's a double IPA, but it does have cool artwork. Might be worth it. So looking out for that. And then also from last week, we mentioned that Drake's and Alvarado are collaborating for a can release. So looking out for that.
I hope somebody could get that to us. Drake's. YOLO.
She said she wants to come to Fresno. Now would be the perfect
time.
Now when it's 100 and...
YOLO.
11 billion degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Perfect time. Come on by.
She's like, no, I'll take my Bay Area.
No.
My Bay Area chill.
Yeah. I heard when Tyler was on. I heard how he barely lived.
He barely lived.
Mm-hmm.
It made him more of a man.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Fresno makes you more of a man.
Even the ladies.
Even if you're a chick. That's all you're looking out for? Yes.
Yeah. What you got there?
Nick. Oh, wait. Before.
Oh. I don't care about who's been drinking, but.
Yeah, you care about drinking right now.
Looking out for beers. Ha ha. I did it.
Hey!
Sounded just like it.
What was that? I've
been practicing my can impressions.
I love gold.
Pine can.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I got a port.
Aluminum.
Aluminium. As an new aluminium.
So, Matt, what do we have here?
We have a beer that is very close to my heart. We called it Summer Vibes from Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company, and we have a brewer by the name of John Brazy. Last year he had a chance to homebrew a beer, and at the time it was just called the Mosaic IPL, and it was a Mosaic India Pale Lager, and I really enjoyed that beer, so... I was happy to see it to come back. It took a while. It should have been out sooner, in my opinion, but I'm happy John got his beer out there. And it'll be the Art Hop release for Tioga, which was yesterday, because today's Friday, but it should last through the weekend. We'll see what happens. But there is some bittering hops in there, so you will get that characteristic. It is more bitter than you would have a classic lager. But it does have that mosaic flavor. Just coats the tongue.
I've already had it, and I'm, yes. This is my jam. This is my jam right now.
Yesing it up. Mm-hmm.
I love mosaic, and man, this is popping better than if it was like a IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but.
Ooh, how long are these hops going to last?
Mm-hmm.
It's unfiltered.
Maybe it's because it's a minus day old
mm-hmm.
beer.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty fresh.
Yeah, and
nothing beats fresh mosaic.
And that's the thing about this beer is, not saying that it was rushed, but I would say it would be different from 2 weeks from now. And some people mm-hmm. will say that some beers have a green period, not that they're bad.
Yeah,
but it like you could revisit it in 2 weeks, and you're just like, that's a little bit different than I remember it.
Yeah.
But it's just as good.
I definitely think this beer will be different in 2 weeks, and not just normally, not like in a normal way, but like, yeah, it's very green, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm. But you get some melon in there. There's some hop bitterness, but if you aerate it in your mouth, you just get that mosaic, just effervescence, just floats around in there. I just
This is good. Mm-hmm. I'm happy I have a personal can left. I could have opened it before. Is this Dick? Is this you're been caught drinking? Am I previewing that? Did you open this already?
I cheated and I had one.
Oh, you cheat!
Yeah.
Is that why you're being all quiet over there?
Just enjoying it. It is. you nailed it. This thing rivals most IPAs
mm-hmm.
as far as bitterness and aroma.
Mm-hmm.
And the lager just lets it carry, I think.
Man, it's a good beer.
I agree with Mikey's statement.
If you've got somebody that's good about trading in Fresno, not me. Don't ask me. Mm-hmm. Get them to get you this. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's super fresh.
Super fresh.
I know. Fresh. I know a couple of people that might end up with it. Somebody by the name of Paul, Craft Beard, Rudy, and Craig from SD. They just might end up with cans. We'll see what happens.
Sound like cool people.
Oh.
Cool people.
Nick.
I'm coming around to this lager idea, like I said. So now I also want this
McLeod. Stout lagers.
Stout lagers. Yeah.
Make them stouty.
Lager my stout.
Yeah.
That sounds like Shakespeare. Lager my stout, young brewmaster.
Lager my stout.
How about some McLeod's London Lager? Chew Your Beer's 1,000 beer.
Ooh.
In a can.
Looking out for that?
Looking out for that.
All right. Who doesn't want to have Chew Your Beer's 1,000th beer?
Everybody. All the kids want to be like Chew Your Beer. And La Folie 2017 is around and about.
I'll take it.
New Belge.
New Belge.
And, sounds rad.
Oh, it sounds very rad. And very sour.
No, thanks.
First, she's sour, then she's sweet. And last week's my other looking out for was actually the Fat Tire Belgian White. How about that?
Wow. So.
The aforementioned.
Yeah.
Belgian White.
Still looking, huh?
Hopefully it does not taste like bananas.
Please, no banana.
Please.
Don't give me the banana. All right. The mentioned last week that we didn't hear that Stone NoFX collab beer. The punk band NoFX and Stone Brewing Company are collabing for Punk and Drublick, a hoppy lager. Speaking of. At 5.8, those are going in 12-ounce cans and distributed only in Idaho, Washington, and California.
Lame.
Oh, no, coming September 17th. The Vale Brewing, a Richmond, Virginia brewer, they have a fried chicken, an IPA, an Imperial IPA, but hopped with chicken, fried chicken.
That sounds lovely.
It's supposed to not taste. You're supposed to. Apparently, you don't really taste the fried chicken, but.
Then why do it?
It just, I don't know. Sounds fun. It sounds fun. They dump fried chicken into the mash and.
I think that was an
see
accident.
What the hell would happen. Well, I think it did. From the story, it was on Beer Street Journal. It did sound like they were just partying one night. And when you have access to the brewery, keys to the brewery, and you're out like, yeah, woo! Yeah. And you're just like post-drinking, eating fried chicken. You're like, what would happen if we put this in the beer? Yeah, let's do it! Let's try out the beer with fried chicken! Oh. That's what it sounds like happened.
Yeah. So I'm picturing it gets knocked into the kettle. And then they blame each other for stealing it. Like, dude, what'd you do with my chicken?
Hey, where's my chicken?
Where's my chicken? I
didn't do anything.
And then they
man.
Empty it out, and there's the chicken in the bottom of the vat.
And there it is. Modern times, as always, looking out for a modern time. But this one's Counter Magic, four pack, 16-ounce cans, Counter Magic IPA from Modern Times. I know nothing about it other than it's 16-ounce can from Modern Times. That's all I need to know. I'm also, like Matt, looking out for that Spaced Out from Alvaro Street and Moonraker.
Spaced
Out. It's a collab with Sacramento's Moonraker. That is a rad-ass looking can.
Rad-ass?
And rad-ass. And then I guess I haven't missed the past couple Enjoy-Bys, so the new Enjoy-By right now is the 9417.
Nice.
And so... I'll just to catch up with what's going on with the Enjoy Buys. I'll just say I'm looking out for that as well.
Looking out.
And still looking out for the Alvarado Street, another Alvarado Street collab with Creature Comforts. Whoa. George's Creature Comforts called Continental Drift.
Georgia.
I doubt there's many of those cans still left, but yeah. They're old.
Don't
even I'm just wailing at the sky, hoping to grab some. So, still looking out for that. So, I guess that's all we're looking out for, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. I still got some of this summer vibes from Tioga Sequoia.
Get it.
Good times. Good times. Wow. What's next after this, after that segment? I mean, it's been a couple weeks, guys.
Oh,
metal, that's metal. What's next. Man, you know when your old lady catches you drinking? This is why we were caught drinking, man. Matt.
Yes.
What you been caught drinking, bro?
So, I've been having a lot of situational Sierra Nevada pale ales lately. Some have been fresh, some have been out of code.
Oh,
celebrated, went to a concert at Strummer's. They had Sierra Nevada Pale in cans and bottles. And so I've been having a lot of those there, keeping their stock rotating. I ended up having the birthday dinner for the brother. Done. And I wasn't going to get a beer. Done. Then everybody started ordering beer, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to have a beer. Ordered a Sierra Nevada Pale.
Twisted my arm.
It was a late June beer, so it was good.
Not bad.
It was good. Held up very well. A lot of beers have been repeats. Fat Tire and Panic. Those are my total wine purchases, and those have just been at the house. I've been
Panic.
Drinking those. From last week's show, which didn't air, the three beers I'd like to point out is Good Vibrations from Southgate. Always a solid beer.
Mm-hmm.
Had it on draft at Strummer's for a different show that I was at. Mission Brewing has been popping up on draft recently. They had their Denali IPA. And I have found that days that I feel that my palate is off and I'm not liking beers, I try to find I call it a palate cleanser, where it's like a home base, a ground zero, and the guitar tuning. That's the self-check for me is Faction IPA. I feel that I can have that beer as an IPA, and if it's tasting how I remember it, then I know that my palate has been good for the rest of the evening and that other stuff is just not fit or not tasted that great. I've had some nights where everything is tasted off, and I've had some nights where I second-guess myself too much.
It's a good palate calibrator beer. You shouldn't break cows.
Damn it.
It's not good.
We need them.
So those are my Bencots.
All right.
They will save the earth.
Nick.
Hi.
What have you been drinking these past couple weeks, man?
Beer. How about some Fulton 55 style Midnight Lightning? Go to see a little show.
On draft.
Seems
like a weird beer.
It was literally the only dark beer on draft. Everything else was medium to light. Had some General Sherm and pool beers. General Sherman was the pool beer for the weekend. Cryo Resin from Pine and Palm at the Popolos. Missed happy hour by that much.
Oh, did they tell you?
Yeah.
You're like, sorry?
Sorry.
Or they didn't, like, fudge it?
No, we got the receipt and it was full price.
They said, no. We're not helping you out.
Oh, what else? Eureka Burger has Tetris City from Modern Times. Lost Abbey's Belgian Pale. Both those were Eureka Burger beers. And I guess it looks like I was at Tioga.
According to Untapped, I was at Tioga.
Yeah, you were.
Because we had some Orange Uglad and some double dry hopped General Sherman.
Yeah,
you
did.
You were hanging out there with the cousins and all that stuff.
Yeah. Tacos, brews, and jams.
TV and drink.
Nice. Some other celebrity showed up.
The Farouk Show.
Yeah, Farouk Show. Woo!
Yep.
How was that?
Saw legendary Dorktown superstars Mike and producer Becky.
Whoa. That's big time.
It's big time.
Were they pricks?
Yeah. They snubbed us.
Snub. We snub you. All right. We're all cut up. Are you sure?
And yep. And cats like out of the bag. I had a Summer Vibes from Tioga before.
Oh.
After it was released one by one.
It's your birthday. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can do it. You can do it. Do it. Let's see. I'm probably just going to edit out most of the stuff in the before week because it's not necessarily interesting.
Great.
Oh, great. Okay, so I took a trip. I went on a vacation.
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
I went on the vacation. Now, I thought I was going to Ben. I wasn't really paying attention too much to exactly where. I thought I was staying like out right outside the city limits at a lake.
Yeah.
We were going to a lake. But it turns out we're about more like 45 minutes outside of Bend and deep in the woods at a lake. And it was going to be kind of annoying to go to Bend. And I basically would have had just gone by myself.
Nice.
And just been that guy and just been gone a few hours while the whole it was a family, you know, with producer Becky's family and friends and stuff. It was like this sort of family event. And I would have had to been like the one guy like, sorry, I'm going to be going to Ben.
I got a beer.
Get fucked up.
Guys, I'm going to go get some Twizzlers. I'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be back for 5 hours. I'm going to be driving drunk through the woods.
Twizzing it up.
So I decided to make the good person
the noble
choice, noble choice to not go into Ben. So I did not get to go see any Ben things. I didn't get to go see a Boneyard
or the Chutes
or Crux or any of those or Good Life, which.
But you got to stay in the caboose, right?
Yeah, the caboose. That's one of the things I got to do.
Did it have like a little miniature? I mean, like, did you get on the caboose from the backside? So, like, there was a mini patio that you could have hung out on and drank beer.
You could stand on it. You couldn't like, you could sit on the steps or stand on it. There wasn't like enough room to fit like a chair to hang out. But
you were stooping it up though.
Yeah,
if you could.
So this was a beer, but luckily, even though I didn't get to go into Ben, we stayed at a place called Paulina Lake or Paulina Lake, as it's called locally, and East Lake. This is like a lake way in the woods, sort of like Bass Lake, but less,
nice.
But less sophisticated, I guess. There's just like one little cabin, you know, cluster of cabins.
You're a cluster.
Of cabins. And they have, but they'd have one little restaurant. And both at this East Lake place and this Paulina Lake place, and they're really tiny, but they still had these little restaurants that were open during the day, and they had beer on tap, which I was just like, what? And it was all craft beer, local craft beer. So I was, thank God, at least I was super disappointed not being able to go in the Bin, but I did have access to beer.
So versus the spending the 5 hours driving to Bend and back, you spent the 5 hours at the local bar.
Yeah, well, sort of. The first night, it was like they had Boneyard on tap and a few others. I'm like, sweet, this is going to be sweet. And I go back to the campsite, the cabin or whatever. Thing like, oh, of course I'm going to be able to go down there and do that. I never did. Never got a chance to. It was freaking like 200 feet away. This bar with Boneyard on tap and everything. And I just couldn't do it because I would have had to, because I went down there to try and just get some and so I could take it back. And they're like, no, you got to stay here.
Damn it.
You can't leave and go to your cabin. I'm like, Fuck.
Party pooper.
Like, I'm trying to, like, do this incognito because sometimes my beer geekness gets me in trouble. And
just pour it in my hands.
So I have to do it, like, as quietly as possible. And I just couldn't sit there and hang out and drink. It just was not going to be. So I missed out on that opportunity. But I did get some beer at the next place. And I just opened now. This Good Life beer. Sweet as. It's
Pacific Ale.
This is a Ben Brewer Good Life, I believe. And they had this in cans and on draft. And I was just buying the cans like crazy because this was just like my jam all for 4 days was this beer. Because it was sort of my best choice. The only other choice was Deschutes.
It's drinkable. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. So it was easy drinking all the time.
Yes, Bend, Oregon.
There we go.
Bend, Oregon.
So that was a big beer for me this weekend.
Sweet as.
We also stopped in Shasta Lake area. I had a Fall River Hexagenia IPA.
Whoa.
From Fall River. That was pretty good.
Sounds interesting.
Tasting good at the Best Western.
Best Western.
The Best Western in Shasta City.
Yeah. Not like a caboose in Dunsmuir.
Yeah, and what you and Matt are referring to, I also stated in Dunsmuir, which is in Shasta Lake area. It's the Railroad Park Resort.
Yes.
Which I'm recommending. If you got a little kid, man, it's kind of a fun thing. They converted a bunch of rail cars into rooms, and we stayed in a caboose.
Yeah.
It was fun. And they have a restaurant there on the site. And it's pretty much just like people that are staying there for the most part. I mean, a little bit of locals, but and it's just like this old, you know, diner car that they made into a restaurant and a bar. And it's a cool, nice bar, too. It was really cool. And I had Dunsmuir, really tiny town. And I was shocked to find out they had a brewery there.
Whoa.
Unfortunately, I was coming through on a Monday, and they were closed.
Monday.
Because I actually had an opportunity to go down and check it out, and they're freaking closed. But luckily, they had the beer on tap there at the resort, and they had a Blood, Sweat, and Tears IPA. And I had three of those.
Ooh,
I was like, I was desperate for beer geeking. I hadn't beer geeked for like 4 days.
You had one for each of us?
Yeah. I had one for everybody on the show. And I was loving it. I had a conversation with the bartender there, and she knows people in Tulare. And apparently there's a bar in Tulare called Barmageddon.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot of good beer and tons of video games.
Whoa. Yep.
This is what she said. She's all, you better go to Barmageddon. Tell them.
You better.
I think her name was Nicole. I'm not sure. She's like, tell them I sent you down there. They'll get a kick out of it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's a legitimate thing. Yeah, Barmageddon.
So there's a Recco from Barmageddon.
Nice.
From
Dunsmuir.
And then I stopped at Dust Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Had the beer, which we had earlier, and Local Trouble Honey IPA.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't bad.
Okay.
That was pretty good. Pretty good beer.
That scares me.
I felt like the beer was better than Local Trouble.
The beer.
For the show, so I brought that.
Give me the beer.
Yeah.
And a Two Roasted Red from Dust Bowl. Nice. That producer Becky got. She got her own crowler.
Whoa.
Two Roasted Red. I'm like, man, Matt would really like this beer, but she opened it anyway and drank it. What a jerk.
Matt who?
I'm not upset. I understand.
But, you know, I'm recommending that to you, Matt, next time if you get a chance, get a Two Roasted Red from
me. All right. Sounds good.
There we go. All right. We're all caught up in our big cots, guys.
Woo.
That's exciting.
Whew.
I think we're all done with all our old business and new business and everything. It's just like we're back on track, just like at a railroad park. What the?
Just killing time.
Find things.
Yep.
Hi guys, we cool. We're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Good show. Having fun.
It's been real. It's been fun.
We like doing the show.
Cheers. What time is it?
I don't know.
What part of the show is it?
I don't remember.
It's the end
been 2 weeks.
Oh, it's the end of the show.
It's the end of the show.
We're going to give what? What about? And also, but not before we give out, but not lastly,
No. Cheers. We have a new golden god.
What?
Woo! Haven't lost a golden god over this past couple weeks, believe it or not.
Even though we lost a show.
And we gained a golden god. Mitch Roya. I hope I'm saying Roya right. Mitch. Nice. Cheers to Mitch. A new golden god has joined the fold. And a golden god is somebody that donates money to the show. They donate money every week of $5 or more, or every month, $5 or more, via the website Patreon. P-A-T-R-E-O-N?
Helps.
Patreon.com/perfect4.
Helps keep the moose head light on.
Yep. Or if you look in the show notes, there's a link to the Patreon page, or if you go on perfectpourpod.com. There's a link, and also there's a glossary on perfectpourpod.com. If you're like lost, if you're a new listener, you're like, I don't get everything they're doing right now. Mm-hmm. There's a glossary that help you catch up. But big cheers to Mitch, and big cheers to all our golden gods that have been hanging out, the ones that have been doing it from the beginning, the newish ones, everybody. Thank you so friggin' much for donating money to the show. It's highly appreciated. We got a bunch of stickers because of it. We get beer because of it. All these things. We're going to get a new round of stickers here eventually. We're looking at $500 boards. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff we're looking at for the show.
Yep.
And that's all because of the golden gods, man. So much appreciated. All goes back in the show. Don't worry. I'll get some, once in a while I'll get like a cool guy shirt for it. Just I'm like, I deserve this. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the golden gods would want me to get a new shirt.
They'd want me to have this Van Halen.
Yeah, they'd want me to have this Van Halen tickets to see Van Halen. Yes. These Foo Fighter tickets, I'm sure they'd want me to have this.
Yeah.
Once in a while that. But other than that, goes back in the show. Also, cheers to Tasting Niche. I'm sorry if I'm stepping on your guys' cheers.
That was my only
one. I got a feeling I'm stepping on. So I'm going to let that slide. I'm going to wait for Matt to do that. Cheers.
No. You talk. I was just on YouTube. Sorry. Go. I was just on my YouTube, and I just watched the video and saw it pop up, and I was like, oh, my God, that's us. So anyways, back to
you. Yay. Niche noticed us. Tasting Niche on YouTube. She talked about us. She drank a beer that had gold in it because of us.
Nice.
Thank you, Tasting Niche. And she's talking about culture and stuff. My favorite beer tuber is Niche.
Yep.
She's wonderful. I think she's now just pretty much in Oregon now, as far as I can tell.
No more fronts?
As far as my stalking, I just did some light stalking. Mm-hmm. It's not heavy stalking. Light enough to figure, I think she's in Oregon.
Well, I'm not sure. The past two or three videos that she's posted, it almost seems like those were recorded before she went to Oregon. I'm not sure.
I thought,
I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
I was like, is this her Paris apartment? What's going on?
I'm trying to do that without being too creepy.
Well, Niche, we love you. Thank you.
Yes.
Cheers to Beth Demon, aka iHeartContent on Twitter. iHeartContent. Beer Babe is a famous beer writer.
Whoa.
At Beer Babe. And she put out on Twitter one day, I'm looking for suggestions for craft beer podcasts, particularly ones that have a female on the show. And iHeartContent said Perfect Pour and SD Beer Talk. I believe she said SD Beer Talk and 3B's or 3B's. No. That's if you're talking, then 3B's is like, what about us? And she's like, I'll listen to you guys. Jesus. She'd say that most. She's like, God dang it. Okay.
Jesus, all right.
Fine, I'll listen to all you guys.
Whoa. Calm.
Wow. So, I think, four words. The dudes in Texas, they got a girl in there all the time.
I think it is Four Brewers.
No, Beerus. Oh, Beerus are the Austin guys. Four Brewers are in Orange County.
Oh, okay.
So, but, you know, we have girls on. Yeah. We support women in craft beer.
Mm.
We're very supportive.
Most
so.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth, for recommending us. That's, we don't get that a lot. Usually when somebody's like, hey, give me some beer podcasts to listen to, we never get in that mix.
Mark Maron.
Mark Maron. He used to drink beer.
Hey. He did interview Lemmy before Lemmy had passed away. Ooh. And he did give Lemmy a fat tire. So.
Oh.
Yeah. He did say that he does keep beer for guests.
Ah, okay.
So.
That's something. That's something.
I knew that.
He was just
somehow
like.
I knew that.
He's like, I don't know. It was like, it was Firestone fat tire. He's like, something in the fridge. You know, he did one of those things, but
he's like, throwing random right names. Yeah. He's like, ah.
But he did mention that he does keep beverages on hand for the guests.
Did Lemmy comment on the beer at all?
I heard he drank at least half of it. So I don't know. It didn't sound like he was against it. It's just, that was towards the end of his life, so he was kind of just
for keeping up
appearances,
he was still drinking the beer.
Yep. He was still being Lemmy.
Yep. Also, cheers to Ruben and Serif on Untapped, and just everybody that talks about us and puts us out on their social media feed and talks about us to other beer geeks. Just everyone hanging out in a line, in a beer line, can release line, listening to the Perfect Pour, drinking beers with everyone. That's our people, man. So big cheers to everyone. And Matt, we know your cheers. Nick.
Hi.
Wait, Matt, what about your last week's cheers? Do you have those still in there? You don't want to forget last week's.
16 ounces of Seattle.
All right.
And Grasso What? They took a photo on a huge flamingo. So
good for them.
Alice Gray. I think that's Instagram. And then Alternative Press. They had followed me for about like a half a day on Twitter.
What?
So, yeah, just a half
a
day.
Wait, that's like a big thing. All press.
Yeah, and then they stopped following.
But wait, so then they took the time to follow you, and then they're like, wait, we don't want to follow this guy. Yeah. Like, so like half the day, alt press was thinking about Bearded Brewer and his Twitter.
Yeah. So
let me evaluate this.
Yeah, like the boss came in and was like, we can't follow that guy.
Well, sorry, boss.
I
find that with Instagram, like I'll have gaps between when I post, and that's when like accounts start following me is when I have those gaps between posting, not necessarily as I'm posting, like, cause sometimes it'll be in blocks, but with Twitter, the weirdest accounts, like all these music accounts, and there's like even some verified accounts, they'll like follow me on Twitter for some reason. I don't understand my poll. I really don't care about Twitter, but it's kind of cool. So
Twitter's good.
Cheers to all those people.
Cheers.
Twitter.
Oh, yeah. By the way, yeah, my last week's ones, Beers and Bedtime, Marcus Albert, Edwin Lozando. Whoa. What are you doing, Louis? Keith DeBonza, Manny G, and Hedgehops. So, sorry. Catching up. Nick.
Catching up.
Got some cheers, man.
We have Drink Beer Repeat. Foodie of Modesto. Hoppiness Brewing. Oh, how about this? Dunsmuir Brewery follows
us. Aha!
However could have that happened?
Maybe I added Dunsmuir Brewery.
Maybe.
They're having a beer festival this weekend, by the way. In that whole Shasta area.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, all the areas, even the railroad resort was part of the beer festival. Oh, I was like, wow. Oh, man. Me and producer Becky both are like, that'd be cool. But, yeah, we had this freaking kid with us.
Dang kids. Granny Hopster.
Greeny Hopster.
The Greeny
Hopster. That guy's a brewer.
I believe you. And Untapped Friends new this week. Timothy Butchner.
Good old Timothy.
Cheers. Oh, and cheers, Nitch, also.
Yay. Yay, Nitch.
Yay.
So, yay to everybody. Thanks, guys. Thanks for waiting for 2 weeks for this show. Thanks for getting all the way through the show and always being there for us. We appreciate it. And it's been fun. Check us out on PerfectPortPod.com. Check out Nick, the Nick 80 on social media.
Word.
Matt is BeardedBrewer 87.
That's me.
I'm Mikey Topor. The show is Perfect Pour Pod on all the social medias. And be safe. Have fun.
Have fun.
Have a great week. We'll see you hopefully again next week. We'll be back with 212. In the meantime, Sunburn!
We got 212s in the back.